The Bible gives a revelation and a knowledge of sin. God has revealed unto us the existence, the reality of sin. Some deny sin, some ignore sin. But the God of heaven affirms that sin is a reality. Galatians 3 and verse 19, "Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator." In the long ago, God gave a law. This law was delivered through Moses. This law was to serve the nation of Israel. This law was to guide them so that they might be acceptable unto God, and that they might live in a manner that was pleasing unto God. This law was given because sin had entered into the world through the fall of Adam and Eve. Not only does the Bible reveal sin, but the Bible defines sin. The Bible tells us what sin is. 1 John 3 and verse 4, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." God has defined sin as the transgression of His law. The word transgression means that we miss the mark. We do not abide by the law. We do not walk according to the law. To transgress the law means that the law of God is not obeyed. The law can be ignored. The law can be disobeyed. We transgress the law, and therefore we commit sin. God therefore has declared the reality of sin and the definition of sin. There are examples throughout the Bible of the transgression of God's law. I have chosen 5 transgressions of God's law. 5 examples where individuals have transgressed the law of God. The first is the very beginning, Adam and Eve. God had created Adam and Eve and had placed them in the Garden of Eden. And He had given them a law by which they were to live while they were in the garden. We understand from Genesis chapter 3 that the devil, in the form of the serpent, entered into the garden. He told Eve that what God had said was not really what would transpire. And so Eve ate of the forbidden fruit. Genesis 3, 10 through 13, as God comes into the garden, He said, Adam said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And He said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" And the man said, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." And the Lord said unto the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." The devil told Eve, the deceiver, that she would not die if she partook of the fruit, which God said, "I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat." God had given a commandment to Adam and Eve. That commandment was that they were not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But they partook of that fruit. They transgressed the law which God had given unto them. They did not obey the law that God had spoken. The second example is the example of Abel. You remember in Genesis chapter 4 that Cain and Abel offered a sacrifice unto God. Abel offered of the firstlings of his flock, but Cain offered the fruit of the ground. God says to Cain in Genesis 4 and verse 7, "If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him." Cain did not offer the sacrifice that God had required. God says to this individual that if you do well, then you will be accepted. But if you do not do well, then sin lieth at the door. Cain sinned because he did not do as God had instructed him to do. He transgressed the law. The third example presented to us of transgression that I wish to notice is the wife of Lot. Lot's wife and her transgression is recorded in Genesis chapter 19. Verse 17 and verse 26. God is going to destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. He's going to destroy them because in Genesis 13, God saw that they were exceedingly sinful. In Genesis 19, he declares that they have committed a grievous sin. And because they will not repent of this sin, because they will not cease to do this sin, then God is going to destroy them. But He is going to save Lot and his family. He's going to deliver them. But it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that He said, "Those who were sent to rescue Lot and his family from this evil city were told to escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed." This was the commandment. They were to escape for their life. They were not to look behind them. They were not to remain in the plain, because the plain would be destroyed, but rather they were to escape to the mountain. This was the commandment that God had given. Verse 26, "But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt." The simple instruction was, the plain commandment was, do not look back. But she looked back. She sinned. She transgressed the law of God. The fourth example is Nadab and Abihu. We have their transgression recorded in Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, they were priests. Their responsibility was to offer the incense and the sacrifice to God. They took either of them his censer and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, notice, which he commanded them not. God said, do not offer this particular fire. He commanded them not to offer strange fire. But the scripture says that they offered strange fire before the Lord. They were in the presence of the Lord. They had come to offer the incense that was required. But God said, do not offer this particular fire. But they ignored that commandment. They followed their own will. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. The fifth and final example that I would notice is a man by the name of Uzzah. His transgression is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. The ark of God is being transported back to the house of God. It had been taken by the enemies of God. There was a specific way in which the ark of the Lord was to be transported. There were three rings that were to be placed on each side of that ark. There was a long pole that was to be put through those rings. And four individuals were to lift those poles at each end and carry that ark. But David decided that they would carry it on a new cart. And so a cart was constructed at the command of David. The ark was placed upon that cart. And when they came to Nacor's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God. The commandment had been that the ark was not to be touched by human hand. The ark represented the very presence of God. Human hand was not to touch that ark. God had told them, carry the ark, move the ark in this particular manner. As they went from place to place, that ark had to be transported. But they were to move the ark according to the commandment of the Lord. But David had placed the ark upon a cart. They came to Nacor's threshing floor, and the oxen stumbled, and the ark began to slide. And Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God, took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error, and there he died by the ark of God. Sin is the transgression of God's law. God's law has been revealed in the pages of the Bible. We are to read. We are to study. We are to understand. We are to come to a knowledge of the law of God. And if we do not follow that law, if we do not obey that law, then we transgress that law. And therefore we sin against God, because sin is a transgression of the law that God has revealed. Adam and Eve. Cain, Lot's wife, Nadab and Abihu, and Uzzah all transgressed the law of God and suffered the consequences for their sin. There are many other examples of the transgression of God's law in the pages of the Bible. There are individuals upon individuals who transgress the law. God's law is to be followed. If we do not follow that law, if we do not obey that law, then we sin against God. And God holds every individual who sins against Him accountable for that transgression. He held Adam and Eve accountable. He held Cain accountable. He held Lot's wife accountable. He held Nadab and Abihu accountable. He held Uzzah accountable. And He will hold you and me accountable for our transgression. Sin violates the commandment of God. In the Old Testament book of Judges, as we have mentioned in a prior lesson, the nation of Israel was coming into the land of Canaan. They were to take the city of Jericho. God had given them specific instructions as to how this particular city was to be conquered. But God said that in the conquest of Jericho, they were to take nothing from that city. Everything within the city of Jericho was cursed before God, and nothing was to be taken. But you recall in Joshua chapter 6, that at the conquest of Jericho, a man by the name of Achan had taken garments and shekels of gold and silver. He had hidden those in his tent. He was keeping those things for his very own. These were things that were cursed before God. They were not to have been taken. They were not to have been touched. As Joshua and his army go to battle against the nation of Ai in chapter 7 of the book of Joshua, they are conquered. 36 of Joshua's men die. They had conquered the mighty city of Jericho, and they fall victim to the lesser and more inferior nation of Ai. Joshua questions why such has taken place. He asks God why they have been conquered. And in Joshua chapter 7, verse 11 and verse 15, God says, Israel hath sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. God explains how they transgressed. For they have even taken of the accursed thing, and have also stolen and dissembled also, and they have put it even among their own stuff. God said, you've transgressed my commandment because you have taken that which was cursed. You have stolen it. You have hidden it. And you have kept it for your own. And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire. He and all that he hath, because he hath transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he hath wrought folly in Israel. Why was Israel defeated? The law of God was transgressed. The law of God was violated. The consequence was severe. Achan and his family were taken, stoned by the company of Israel, burned with fire. They violated God's commandment. The commandment of the Lord is to be taken seriously. We may consider some commandments to be more important, more significant, more precious than other commandments. But God has given no inferior commandment. God has given no lesser commandment. God has given His law, delivered it by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and has preserved it through the centuries of time, and it must be obeyed in all aspects in which God has delivered it. Sin violates God's commandment. In Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 42, and you recall that the book of Lamentations is written by Jeremiah the prophet. Judah has been taken into Babylonian captivity. The city of Jerusalem has been overthrown and overtaken. And Jeremiah is wailing over the loss of this city. He's wailing at what has transpired in the city. He is called the weeping prophet because he weeps over Judah's loss, Judah's transgression, Judah's captivity. And in chapter 3 at verse 42, he says, we have transgressed and have rebelled, and thou hast not pardoned. Why were they suffering such dire consequences? We have transgressed and we have rebelled. They did what God told them not to do. They did not do what God told them to do. Sin violates the commandment of God. In Matthew chapter 15 and verse 3, Jesus and his disciples are accused by the Jewish leaders. And Jesus answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? Jesus said that sin was the transgression of the commandment of God. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 25, we have the disciples of our Lord replacing Judas Iscariot as an apostle. They are carefully considering who is going to be an apostle. Why was this position having to be replaced? What had happened to Judas Iscariot? Acts 1:25, the one chosen that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell and went to his own place. What happened to Judas? He fell by transgression. He violated God's commandment. He did not obey the Christ. He sacrificed Jesus for stuff, for material things, for that of the world. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 14, Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. The Apostle Paul uses the word transgression concerning Eve. What had Eve done? What was so wrong with the action of Eve? Transgression. She transgressed God's law. She violated His commandment. In James 2 and verse 9, but if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. The Bible uses this word transgression, transgressors, to show that sin is a violation of the commandment of God. God has a law, and that law must be obeyed and followed exactly and precisely. To do otherwise is sin. Sin violates the nature of God. God has a nature. God has a character. God has a personality. And sin violates that nature and that personality and that character. In 1 John 1 and verse 5, John says, this then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. What is the character of God? He is the character of light. There is no darkness in God. Why does John use these two terms, light and darkness, when he speaks of God? John 1 verse 5, we're being introduced to the Savior by the Apostle John. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the nature of Christ. And he says, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Why does John use light and darkness? What does he mean by these two terms? John 3, 19, 20. And this is the condemnation. This is God's condemnation of the world. God is the judge of the universe. And God either rewards or condemns. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. What is the meaning of these two terms, light and darkness, righteousness and unrighteousness? Sin and righteousness, godliness and ungodliness, morality and immorality. God is a character who is pure, who is clean, who is holy, who is immaculate, who is without flaw. Sin violates that nature. God is light, and those who live in sin, those who walk by the law of sin, those who conduct themselves in a sinful manner, walk in darkness. The character of God is one of holiness. Colossians 3 and verse 12, Paul writes to the church at Colossae and says, put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved. These individuals to whom Paul writes, this church to whom this epistle is addressed, is identified as the elect of God. What is their character? Holy. Why? Because the character of God is holy. 1 Peter 1, 14, 15. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. The character of God is one of holiness and purity and cleanliness. The nature of sin is one of unholiness, ungodliness, and filthiness. Sin violates the nature of God. Sin violates the commandment of God. Sin is a reality in the world. Sin is a part of the culture of man. Sin is when one walks in violation of the commandment of God, walks in his own way, and violates that which God has commanded. God has created the universe. God has created humanity. God has given a law by which humanity is to live. God has given a standard by which people are to abide. And any violation of that standard, any violation of that commandment, becomes sinful. A lifestyle and a manner of life that does not live according to the law of God becomes a sinful character, a sinful culture, a sinful nation. God is angry with sin every day. And the God of heaven, in his justice and in his righteousness, will curse sin, and he will bring the consequences that he has placed upon sin to bear upon the one who walks in violation of his divine law. In the long ago, he punished Adam and Eve. He punished Cain. He punished Lot's wife. He punished Nadab and Abihu. He punished Uzzah because they, like Achan, transgressed his covenant. God declares that we live righteous, holy, just lives. He commands that we walk according to his divine standard, according to his divine law. When we walk according to the law of God, we are blessed rather than cursed. We receive the good things of God when we choose to abide and live according to the nature